Hi, my name is Jess Booth. I am the Education and Outreach Coordinator for the Columbia Shoeshop Invasive Species Society.
And I'm Emma Weeb, the Outreach Program Assistant. We're going to be hosting this new exciting segment that we are calling Invasive Insights, exploring the world of invasive species in the Shoeshop and beyond.
So this is a new monthly segment where we will have the opportunity to share updates, news, and information with people of the Shoeshop. We're really looking forward to getting to know the folks of the Shoeshop better and connect in lots of different ways. So we'd really love to hear your questions, feedback, and encourage you to get in touch. We will have a different theme each month, and this month our theme is spring garden planning.
Woohoo!
Before we begin, we'd like to acknowledge that CSIS operates within the unceded homelands of the Snakes, Tanaha, Shukwetmik, and Sioux, who have cared for this land and the water, as well as living things among it, since time immemorial.
So, what is CSIS, the Columbia Shoeshop Invasive Species Society, and what do we do?
The Columbia Shoeshop Invasive Species Society, or CSIS, is a non-profit charitable organization dedicated to the prevention, management, and reduction of invasive species in the Columbia Shoeshop Regional District. And last year, we celebrated 10 years of operation.
So, what do we do?
Our purpose is to engage and educate people about invasive species and their impacts, to establish and operate invasive species management programs, and our outreach program focuses on educational and community engagement, where we visit garden centres, host community weed pools, youth events, school presentations, and connect with industry groups too. Our field program focuses on monitoring and facilitating the management of invasive plants and species, with a focus on monitoring lakes for invasive mussels.
What are invasive species? The definition that we work with is any non-native organism that is brought from elsewhere and introduced to the local ecosystem. They can be animals, plants, insects, or even diseases. And all these have the potential to cause economic, social, or environmental harm. A few characteristics that invasive species all tend to have that makes them a problem and allows them to outcompete native species are they are able to grow very quickly and rapidly reproduce. They're adaptable to new environments. They can tolerate a wide range of environmental conditions and quickly establish once they're brought to a new area. And they don't always have pathogens or predators in the new environment that keep their population in check.
Spring is here!
Let's jump right in. Spring is upon us, the sun is shining, flowers are starting to pop up, and many people are eager to start planting their gardens. But did you know that it's not illegal for garden centers and seed suppliers to sell invasive species? Legally, they're allowed to sell plants that can escape gardens and have a negative impact on the environment. This means that it's up to you as the consumer to make informed choices about what you put in your garden. Jess is starting to plant her flower garden. Jess, can you tell our listeners about the importance of choosing the right wildflower seed mixes and avoiding invasive species?
Absolutely. When selecting wildflower seed mixes, it's crucial to opt for native species whenever possible. It's so important to support local nurseries that focus on native species. Native wildflowers not only support local ecosystems, but tend to require less maintenance and water. It's really important to avoid wildflower seed mixes. Often these contain invasives such as baby's breath, foxglove, morning glory, periwinkle, mountain bluet, also cornflower or bachelor's button, and oxeye daisy. Often these seed packs are produced out of province or overseas with little consideration for our local BC ecosystems. They can wreak havoc on native plant communities, wildlife habitats, and agricultural land. It's not always obvious which species are included in the seed mix, but often you can check the website and look for the ingredient list, ask the garden centre, or send a picture to CSIS and we'll find out for you. Not all wildflower seed mixes are invasive, but it's worth checking.
That's really good advice. Thanks, Jess. Also, the PlantWise program is a super helpful initiative that provides resources and guidance to gardeners, landscapers, and homeowners to help select and plant non-invasive species. Through workshops, online resources, and community events, PlantWise educates individuals about the importance of planting responsibly and offers alternatives to invasive species. Jess, do you have any invasive species that are commonly sold in garden centers or included in seed mixes?
Yeah, I know quite a few. As it's not illegal to sell many common invasive species, we regularly see them being sold. Some common culprits to keep an eye out for are myrtle spurge and other spurges that can cause burns, English ivy, purple dead nettle, yellow archangel, and creeping Virginia. Although they often have pretty flowers, all these species are invasive and negatively affect ecosystem health by outcompeting with native species and can cause a decrease in biodiversity. The Invasive Species Council of BC has a great resource as part of their PlantWise program called Grow Me Instead. It is available online and we provide brochures and wallet guides to garden centres, horticulturalists and gardeners, and whoever might need them when we're at events throughout the region. It's a fantastic resource that highlights the invasive species we're concerned about across the province and also offers alternatives that may be aesthetically similar, have similar properties or values that make them attractive. They also try to feature plants that deter wildlife like deer or bears, and often they're fire smart. We have links to these resources at our website and can share them for free in person.
What should someone do if they already have an invasive species in their garden? Should they take it out?
Oh yeah, I like this question. If they have the capacity to remove the invasive species, that is the best course of action. Invasive plants have the tendency to escape gardens easily. If removal is too difficult, they should keep a close eye on it to make sure it's properly contained. Or contact us, CSIS, on how we can best manage and control a species. We are particularly concerned if a species is a high priority in our region, which we can explain in a bit more detail later, or you can look on our website.
Maybe that's the next segment.
Ooh, I like it. So we are looking out for land managers, property owners that may have species like tree of heaven or knotweed on your property. You can find out more about what invasive plant management area means, but basically it is the different areas we work in broken up into Golden, Salmon Arm and Revelstoke.
If someone's planning to remove an invasive species, when would be the best time to do that and what is the best way to deal with them? What do you do with the invasive species once you remove it?
Wow, you're full of all the great questions today, Emma. Depending on what the invasive plant is and the phenology or life cycle, we can target different species at different times with different methods that will achieve the best results and prevent further spread. For example, some species like Himalayan balsam or orange hawkweed can be prevented from setting seed by being mowed before they go to seed. They also do well by being completely dug out, being mindful of causing mineral disturbance to the soil. This is more labor-intensive though, but sometimes and frequently is the best option. It's also free to dispose of invasive plants at CSRD landfills as long as they're double bagged. However, other species like knotweed should not be mowed or treated chemically due to their high dispersibility and their high priority in our region. Did you know that knotweed can spread by tiny fragments of any part of the plant that are even smaller than your fingernail?
Whoa, that is actually crazy. Plants are so interesting. Who would have thought?
That's just the tip of the iceberg, Emma. Have you heard about the event at Meadowbrae Nursery on June 8th, actually?
I did, yeah. Meadowbrae is a wonderful local nursery and they specialize in native plants. We visited them recently and they're so lovely and we love what they do. By purchasing plants from Meadowbrae or other local nurseries, gardeners can help prevent the spread of invasive species as well as support their community's economy. And yeah, Meadowbrae is hosting an event on June 8th where they'll be promoting native plants and we'll be there too, set up with our info booth, as well as offering a workshop on invasive species management. So come by, say hi. It's a fantastic opportunity to learn more about sustainable gardening practices and connect with other like-minded individuals. Jess, what should someone do if they see an invasive species?
Ooh, yeah. Reporting invasive species is crucial for early detection and management efforts. If you think you've spotted an invasive species that is new to our area or a known high priority species, take a picture and report it to CSIS through our website or email us at info@columbiashoeshopinvasives.org. You can also report it to the province by using their online form at their website or by downloading and using the Report Invasives app on your phone. Remember, by making informed choices and planning responsibly, we can all do our part to protect our environment from invasive species. Until next time, happy gardening!